USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of migrant children have been welcomed by the Biden administration and given to caretakers in the United States as part of the government's program for unaccompanied minors. But no one in the administration knows what's happened to them. The agency in charge will not answer questions about efforts to keep track of these vulnerable children. The Department of Health and Human Services has denied media requests for information about how many kids have gone through the system since President Biden took office. Top Republicans say they hope to find middle ground on some of the White House's top priority issues, including President Biden's infrastructure proposal and the American Families Plan. While speaking to reporters after the meeting, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he and other congressional leaders agreed to work on defining what infrastructure is. He said, quote, "I think I'm safe in saying there is certainly a bipartisan desire to get an outcome," end quote. Well, we've made it through another week. Welcome to Friday. We are USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Some interesting facts about the Biden administration's Justice Department. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is acknowledging that the Justice Department is prioritizing prosecuting those who participated in the January 6th on the U.S. Capitol over those who rioted and looted during last summer's social justice demonstrations. Garland also saying those zeroing in on the Capitol Hill rioters has not deterred the Justice Department from focusing on other crimes. He also assured lawmakers that the Justice Department isn't prioritizing prosecutions based on ideology. The Justice Department has filed federal charges against more than 300 people stemming from last summer's protests against police brutality. In contrast, federal arrests in the U.S. Capitol attack have surpassed 430.
The Department of Justice says it will not pursue criminal charges against the police officer who fatally shot unarmed Ashley Babbitt participating in the January 6th occupation of the U.S. Capitol. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the Department of Homeland Security told Americans this week, the U.S.-Mexico border is closed and no one is getting into the United States illegally. Boots on the ground in the area dispute Washington's assessment. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News state leaders are frustrated with the Biden administration's lack of support.
We have an administration that refuses to accept, acknowledge, and lead this issue, and that's the border security issue here on the southwest border. In my sector of the state, the southeast corner of the state of Arizona, and this is a national security public safety issue. We've had 60,000 getaways. These are people that have been seen on cameras that have got away from the Border Patrol and my office that are now somewhere in the country. 60,000. That is a lot of people. We have a camera system here in Cochise County that looks at entries, smuggling. We're 10 times higher this year than last year. We've had over 11,000 illegal entries, 800 pounds of illicit drugs, and we've had 38 drug smugglers off our camera system. It's frustrating because when we hear this Biden administration and the Secretary of Homeland Security say we have control on the border, I don't know what border they're talking about. And the biggest problem is we've focused on the immigration side. We've deployed our border agents off the border into processing and child care, which leaves the border wide open, which that's when the cartels step up. They're watching this, they're smiling at it, and they're exploiting our southwest border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.